is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonitotum, episode 96. Hello, my friends. On this and every episode of Sonitotum, we talk about making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. This is an interstitial episode between the 2023 season of Sonitotum and the 2024 season, which will officially debut on March 20th, 2024. This is a car cast. I'm sitting in my car while the laundry runs, and I thought I would say hello. The main reason to say hello is because in the time between the last episode of Sonitotum and now, oh, and by the way, it is January 13th, 2024. Anyway, between the last episode and now, I've been spending a lot of my time creating and launching a new version of the website over there at mattselznick.com. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the motivations behind that, because it has to do really with all three tent poles of this show: making stuff, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. I make stuff, right? I am primarily a writer, but also a musician, and sometimes dabble in drawing, sketching. I make stuff. It's what makes me feel complete to make stuff. And I am trying to find success in the making of things. Longtime listeners of the show know that one of my goals is to live a comfortable life solely funded by the fruits of my creative endeavors. And staying healthy and sane, wow, that's the rub. 2023 was in terms of writing, it was very much not a productive year. In my personal life, my partner had some medical issues, and she's, you know, she's on the mend, she's healing, but it's taking some time. There were not one, but two bouts of COVID. Nope, not me. I've managed to avoid it. Knock on the wood that my skull is made out of. But a lot of 2023 has been spent taking care of my partner and picking up the slack as she heals from some things. And also, of course, working with my clients and just kind of keeping the lights on. And that's, you know, I'm not going to lie, dear listener, that's been a little frustrating. Sure, necessary, and sure, all done willingly. This is just how life is sometimes. Had to be that kind of year. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it. And it had me thinking, what do I really need to find satisfaction? Well, let me put it this way. What do I really need to not just be driven to create, to not just find the time to prioritize making things when all these other real world pressures are, well, pressuring? How do I motivate myself to prioritize that, and not just motivate myself, but allow myself think deep down that it's okay to spend that time doing creative stuff? How do I do that? And how do I have it sustain itself? I'm the kind of person, I've figured this out, well, over and over again, I don't tend to pay myself first. I tend to put my energies into other people for various deep-rooted codependent reasons before I will do something for myself. You know, I even said to my partner the other day, after I had spent 4 hours or so away from my home office, to just be at the public library and work on some of my creative and creative adjacent stuff. I came back home and I knew I had a shit ton of work to do for clients that I had shelved for the whole morning. She asked how it went, and I said, well, it's okay. It felt good to get away, but I wish I didn't feel like I was playing hooky, like I was ditching class, like I was shirking my responsibilities when I go and do a little something creative for myself, or do a little something for myself creatively, rather than my obligations. You know, I feel like I'm playing hooky because, let's face it, the writing stuff, the creative stuff, it's not what's keeping the lights on. It's not what's putting food on the table. It's not what's helping pull down debts. In fact, you know, I worked it out exactly, and I'm sitting in my car at the laundromat, so I don't have this right now. But in terms of royalties and patron revenue from my beloved Multiversalists member community, I think that accounted for less than 2% of my revenue, my income from all sources in 2023. So I'm a long way from being able to look at my creative endeavors and say, ah, when I'm doing this, I'm actually helping pay the rent and put the food on the table and all that good stuff, right? A long way from that. And there's a direct correlation between that and how much time I consciously or subconsciously put into time and energy, I will add, that I'll put into making stuff, being creative, working on my next novel, world building, finishing Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started, the free serial for my community. It's hard to justify putting in the time and the energy to do that. On the other hand, the more I don't do that, the more I feel like I am crouching down at the bottom half of the hourglass and it is raining sand all around me. It's a pickle, dear listener. And so, well, and believe me, all of these things I'm talking about, they all kind of blend together, right, in my head. The other thing is I have somewhat glibly, somewhat defensively, somewhat defiantly often said, I make things for people who like the kinds of things I make. Meaning, I don't always follow the common sense, the prescribed path, especially when it comes to writing. I'm not a fast writer. When I write, I'm challenging myself. I'm trying to do something better than the last time. I've got something to say, whether it's obvious or not, to the folks who are reading it. And so I'm not just pounding out pulp work. It's entertaining, I hope. But I don't take any satisfaction in the idea of just pounding out 3 or 4 or even more short novels a year in a series, rapid releasing them and bang, 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 bang. You know, I've got a very pulpy idea for a series and I keep putting it aside because I've got these bigger things I want to do. But let's face it, I'm putting those aside too, for all those reasons I just mentioned. I write things, I make things for people who like the kinds of things I make. And that's why for a decade off and on, and for a year and a half in 2022 and 2023, I maintained a member community through the third party website Patreon, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. It is sort of the main platform for people who want to have a patron-driven community, a member community where people pay for access and simply for the love when it comes to a creator and their works. And it's been very nice to have the, you know, I think 5 or 6 patrons who have been there, and the on average, about $35 a month that their patronage brings. Honestly, that $35, that's about what my web hosting costs every month. So thanks for that, beloved multiversalists. But I realized I want to kind of double down on that and at the same time be a little less precious with what I'm creating. And at the same time, see how this all kind of blends together in this big spaghetti bowl of threads and strands. How do I simplify this for you guys? Since I last spoke to you, I've really concluded that what I want to focus on is that off-the-cuff saying. I want to focus on making things for people who like the kinds of things I make. And that means not concerning myself so much with every single sale I might make on Amazon or Kobo or one of the other platforms. Not worrying so much about driving traffic to those sites. Not even worrying so much about selling individual books and short stories and nonfiction and all that. Let's make things for people who like the kinds of things I make. That's my community, right? That's the community. It's not my community. It's our community. It's the community of people who take part, not just in my own creative endeavors, but in many cases, their own. So I started to think of all the different things I would do if I really, really was going to focus on really primarily serving my community and growing my community. And I came to see that a lot of the things I wanted to do, Patreon couldn't really do for me, at least not without jumping through a bunch of hoops and oftentimes finding out that those hoops were broken or didn't lead to the right places or whatever, you know, insert your hoop metaphor analogy here. And I looked at ConvertKit, my mailing list platform that is adding monetization features left and right, and they don't completely do everything I wanted to do. So I started to look at another solution. I started to look at hosting and running the member community pretty much entirely on my own website at mattselznick.com. What does that mean? What would it cost? And so while I was figuring that out, I suspended the Patreon community. It's still up there at patreon.com/mattselznick, but as of the 15th of this month, Monday, I'm shutting it down because I found a WordPress plugin, a software plugin for my website called MemberPress that, while not cheap, will do just about everything that I want it to do and more. So I've spent the last 3 months designing a new mattselznick.com, integrating MemberPress and its features into that. I launched it on, I believe it was January 4th, 2024. And I invited everyone who has ever been a member patron of mine through Patreon to come back and rejoin the family. As of this recording, two of those folks have come back. Thank you, JC Hutchins and Zoe Cohen-Lay, for returning to the fold. And I'm still working on bringing back some of the other former member patrons. Sometime this weekend, I'll send out an email to the rest of my mailing list, inviting them to become multiversalists over there at mattselznick.com. And we'll see how it goes. I want the multiversalists community to be full of people who are willing to part with about $5 a month at the lowest level, less than that. It works out to about $4.17 a month if you pay annually at the bronze level. I want these people to be folks who aren't just connected to me and committed to my creative endeavors, but also folks who are creators themselves. I mean, please, by all means, come on board, even if you're not a creator, but I want to be able to give back and I want to have a sense that I'm making what I'm making for my multiversalists. And, you know, if I still make a sale or two of a book here or there every week or so on Amazon or Kobo or Barnes & Noble or Apple or Google or whatever, That's great. But my focus and my reason for doing this will be my multiversalists. I can get into all of the things that paying multiversalist members get for their monthly membership fee. But you can go to the website. You can click on the join the community button there on the homepage or in the menu and do that. Sure, please. Obviously. I wrote a blog post that kind of gets into the how and the why. What I didn't really talk about in the blog post is how this all feels, how this relates to staying healthy and sane. I'll say it to you, dear listener. There have been plenty of times working on this site, making this wager with my time and my energy and my money, that the people who like the kinds of things I make will join me, that I have experienced very severe doubt and fear and uncertainty. Because energy that I put into this is energy that takes away from, again, taking care of my partner and putting a roof over our heads and keeping it there and making sure there's food on the table. And I'm sitting in this car that needs new tires and all these other things that, you know, there's only so much time. And there's part of me that feels like the truly responsible thing to do would be to stop making things for myself and for you, to not dedicate that energy toward anything other than satisfying my existing clients and finding new clients and making more money as a creative services provider, because that is a direct do a service, get paid kind of thing. And this is what creates the, I'm actually, no kidding, I'm kind of welling up just now with the weight of it all, talking about it to you. That would be the responsible thing to do. Someone told me not long ago that being a writer is a luxury, implying, I think, that it was maybe a selfish pursuit, or that it was something that one does when everything else is taken care of. From a purely pragmatic standpoint, I can see their point. But if I'm only going to make things for other people in return for a check, that's basically taking a big chunk of my identity and burying it, shoving it under the rug, putting it in a box and sticking it in the closet. And I'm 56 years old. I'm going to be 57 this year. There's no fucking time to waste. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Because I'll be damned if I'm going to go to my grave, whether it's in 30 years or 3 days, with a part of myself denied. So I've launched the new website with the member community firmly in place, an integral part of the whole thing, with truly direct sales for people who want to buy individual books and short stories and whatnot. Truly direct sales. With the capability to add online courses so that I could be creating courses for people as yet another way to impart whatever expertise and wisdom I have accumulated over the last 25 years as a creator. It's all there. And I'm really I've put a lot into it. And because I understand that it is a commitment that could take years to bear fruit, I know that it's going to be, well, I mean, this is what I do now. This is what I do. When it comes to being an author, the first person I'm serving now is my multiversalist community member. They get to see the works in progress. At the bronze level, they get to read annotated versions of everything that I've commercially released. They get to read those online. At the silver level, everything I've released commercially up to this point and for the duration of a member's membership, they get digital copies. At the gold level, everything that I release in print, they get autographed copies of. And that's just scratching the surface. That's just some of the stuff that I'm offering my community. I want to do it for the people who I know it really matters to. And I want to be able to give back to those people, not just with my stuff, but with helping them with their stuff. Discounts on my services and access discounted and at a certain level, completely free access to the courses that I create. When the community reaches a certain size, I want us to have a place to chat and hang out where I can mentor and we can all be there for each other. I am terrified that this is the wrong path, but I have to make things or I go crazy. I have to earn money. Or, well, it's the 21st century in the United States of America. Catastrophe ensues if there's no money. And there's only so much time. So I've launched this member community. There's more information about it over there at mattselznick.com. MattSelznick.com. And yeah. I thought it was something I should talk to you about. So I have. The 2024 season of Sonatotum debuts on March 20th, most likely with an interview with a writer, author of some kind. I've got feelers out to invite authors and writers to record conversations with me for this new season. Stay subscribed. And of course, my paying multiversalist community members will receive the uncut, unedited version of all the podcasts as one of their perks. Okay, I gotta go put the laundry in the dryer now. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to be part of the multiversalists member community, please go over there to mattselznick.com. And I've made it very obvious right there on the homepage. You can see the button that will take you to the page that gives you all the options and tells you all the advantages and all of our goals and all of that. Here we go. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.